Welcome to another chapter of Family Fiction's Christian Fiction Bookshelf Podcast, where we give you a deeper look into your favorite Christian authors and the inspirations, research, and methodology that goes into writing the books you love to read. Here's your host, Jamie Vaughn.
Hi, everybody. I'm Jamie Vaughn with Family Fiction's Christian Fiction Bookshelf Podcast, and my guest today is Michelle Shinoeth, who is here today to talk to us about her latest book called The Wise Man. Hi, Michelle. How are you?
Hi, Jamie. I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing great. So tell me, this is the second in the series. Am I correct?
It is the second sequel to The Peacemaker, which came before it, but it's the fifth novel I've written in my line of contemporary suspense novels with a little romance that reimagine Old Testament stories in the Bible, full of action, intrigue, drama. They each stand independently from the others, though, and I call them edgy Christian fiction or modern day Bible stories.
Gotcha. Okay, so what can you tell me about The Wise Man without giving too much away?
The Wise Man reimagines the story of Solomon in the Bible.
Okay.
So it's about Finn Mitchell, who is the Solomon character, and he is the son of former U.S. President Leif Mitchell. So he rises to stardom in his own right when he becomes a lawyer, then a judge, then a U.S. Supreme Court justice. And he is faced with an appeals case in a custody battle between two women fighting over custody of a baby born live out of a failed late-term abortion. Mm-hmm. And he becomes known for his wisdom in that decision. He also acquires a lot of fame and fortune and falls in love with the daughter of the supreme ruler of communist China. So that combination of fame, fortune, and being led astray by a woman who doesn't believe in God leads him into some disaster. So tensions build. He becomes the owner of an island where they're running a virtual reality tourism empire, and things start to spin out of control, and it looks like his soul might be in jeopardy.
Wow. So when you were writing this book, did you know that it was going to come out at such a pivotal time?
So it came out after the leak, but before the Supreme Court actually came out with its decision. It was released in May. I didn't know when I was writing it that this case that overturned Roe v. Wade was even on the horizon when I started writing it.
Wow.
However, I did see the Dobbs versus Jackson case on the horizon as I wrote it. Uh-huh. So I did work with my publisher, Elk Lake Publishing, to release it in May. Little did I know that the whole thing was going to, you know, come into the headlines. So Kirk Cameron, the Christian actor, has endorsed it as a ripped from the headlines epic suspense. And I was fortunate to get that. And fortunate that it did hit the headlines. But no, I didn't know how the timing was going to play out. I've just always been interested in that Roe v. Wade case.
Mm-hmm. I do think that many times in our life, when we don't think something is supposed to happen at a certain time, God's divine grace brings that about anyway. You know, and that kind of feels that way here.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yes, it was divine intervention, I guess.
Yeah. So what more can you tell me about your main character?
So Finn Mitchell wants it all, right? And I could definitely relate to that. So I grew up in a fairly wealthy, normal family, went to the best schools, always wanted more. But I also faced a downfall of my own. I went through a divorce and lost my business, felt like I was losing my kids who were becoming teenagers, and was struggling with the disease of alcoholism. And fortunately, God brought me through all that in writing my first novel, which was based on the book of Job, the faithful one. And I was going through all this Job-like loss and stuff, trials and tribulations. And God brought me through all that. And luckily, I ended up on the other side. In 18 years in recovery now, also happily remarried, wonderful relationship with our blended family of five kids, and now a best-selling author, editor, and book coach. And in coming through that, I realized this was my genre. So fast forward to, and I went on to write several other novels that were published by Christian publishers. Fast forward to this one. So I've always wanted more, though, and, you know, and we all do as authors. We want more recognition, more sales, to get our message out there. I know it's not all about the riches and fame, but to, you know, to get our books and our message out there. And for me, it's getting God's message in each of these stories out there. And I could relate to my Solomon character, who the message really is, what profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul. Mm-hmm. So I could, you know, each of my books has a little piece of me in them, and I could relate to Finn Mitchell, my Solomon character.
Okay. So what character in the book surprised you the most?
Well, Finn partners with a good friend of his, the woman he falls in love with, who's from China, partners with, she does become his wife. Sorry, spoiler alert, but he partners with a good friend of hers. And that character was like a surprise for me. His name is Zemo, and he's like very go-getter. And he is actually involved with the antagonist, an evil person out there who's very extremely wealthy. So that that character surprised me as I wrote him.
So what kind of research did you have to do for the book?
Oh, a lot on this one. And it's the first time I ever worked with a sensitivity reader. So I've never been to China. And yet, you know, I you can do a lot of research on Google and the internet, but for me, it's usually not enough. So I actually worked with an Asian Pacific sensitivity reader who authenticated the culture, the people, the setting for me. I mean, he's like, the very wealthy in China, the political rulers don't eat fortune cookies. You know, they don't eat miso soup. They don't, you know, they eat the best of the best. So it was a very cultural, you know, I didn't want my readers to read something that would give them culture shock. So so it was really good to work with him. And also, I each book that I write, I authenticate through a clergy member, a religious person that is very close to the Bible story. I do research through the Anchor Bible series for each story I write so that they follow that thread of the Bible story. Because what I want to do is bring readers back to the message that God's trying to tell us in each of these Bible stories that are hard to read in the Old Testament. That's part of the reason I stick to the Old Testament. And they do have an appeal even beyond the Christian world. So I try to bridge that gap between, you know, preach beyond the choir to secular readers as well.
Yeah. Well, what do you want readers to take away when they get to that last page of the book and close the book? What do you hope that they take away from the story?
I want them to have a little more faith in God's plan for their life. To want to do God's will. That's what I usually try to strive for. We all do, instead of our own, you know, plans. And you know, I think God laughs when we plan sometimes.
Absolutely.
And, you know, we all want, you know, we all get caught up in our own egos, but sometimes, most of the time, God wants us to put those aside and humbly serve others. And, you know, this character that was based on this guy in Australia who I met, who my stepdaughter worked for, had everything and yet wasn't happy. And I feel like the key to true happiness, success, lies in continuing to follow that will of God. So, yeah, it's that's how we're rewarded in the end, as authors and as readers and as people in general, you know, to just keep doing the next right thing.
Right, right. Why do you think that storytelling helps us tell the truth of God's word?
Well, there are a lot of Christian authors and Christian readers out there listening, and I feel that there are a lot of great books out there that get across God's word in a way that isn't, doesn't have to have bad language or, graphic sex material or profanity, that we can get these stories across. And that's what I try to do, in a very edgy, action-packed, suspenseful way that grabs a reader just as much as secular fiction does out there, but doesn't have to be vulgar or, in its approach. So I feel like we're doing God's work, and yet it can be very entertaining and grab the reader and take them for a thrill ride. So my books are even called, good beach reads. And yet I feel like the best books and the best movies out there transform us. So we carry a message away as a reader when we feel changed by this story, when we feel impacted and transformed. And so that's what I hope that I do in all of my novels, is transform the reader. It's a good escape, but it's a great story, but it also carries the message. And it hopefully takes people back to the Bible and they say, hey, that's what it's trying to tell us all along.
Yeah. So what's next for you?
Well, I have a memoir that may come out eventually, but the next it's not a series. These are all independent, but more of a genre, a brand of contemporary suspense novels, reimagined Bible stories. I think it's going to be Noah in a modern day sci-fi that instead of the Ark, they're on a spaceship. That's what I have planned next.
Okay. That sounds really interesting. Now, The Wise Men is out now. How do people find it?
So you can find it wherever books are sold. It's available in paperback and as on Kindle. It's on Amazon, Barnes & Noble. Ask for it at your local libraries or bookstores. They can visit me on my website, Michelle with one L, Shanoeth.com, and find all my books there. You can get an autographed copy as well. And this one's coming out on audiobook soon. They're all available on audiobook and hardcover too. So however books, whatever format you enjoy, they're available everywhere.
Michelle, thank you so much for stopping by. And everyone, please remember to pick up The Wise Man by Michelle Chenoweth. It's out now. And if you like this chapter of the Christian Fiction Bookshelf podcast, make sure to hit subscribe below.
Thanks for listening to Family Fiction's Christian Fiction Bookshelf podcast. Stay up to date on all things Christian fiction at familyfiction.com. Christian Fiction Bookshelf is produced by Ross Kluver, hosted by Jamie Vaughn, and edited by Brandon Woolham. Subscribe today wherever you listen to podcasts so you'll never miss a chapter.